In the current daf, Masechtas Nezvachim, daf Vav. We begin with Avgin Tes Matzah. We begin the Gemara. Echad Meim Bein Shnei Memirim. That one could do Temura, not two. Now it sounds like Mashma that Rabbi Yochanan is saying the Yerush Meimer, that inheritor, if he's one, he could do Temura. So it says Batem. It's one that could do Perek Mishe Hitzihu and even of Mevav and Beis Kamer Bir. Yochanan says in general, we Machlik Shemayv Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and Beis Temura and Daf Beis, Rabbi Daf Beis. Pligber Meiv Rabbi Yehuda, become a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says Yerush ain't a Meimer. So Yerush can not do Temura, even one. So why is Rabbi Yochanan saying Echad Meimer? The Hashem says, we can say, yeah, in general, we'll paskin like Rabbi Meir, maybe like Rabbi Yehuda, but Mishum Rabbi Yochanan is la halacha kistam Mishnah, but as throughout Shas, we say Rabbi Yochanan is like a anonymous Mishnah. Reish Temura, but Eirchen, Eimer says, Hakol Mamirin, which, what's Hakol? Asui Yerush, to include an Eretah. And since it's not Mishnah, it says, like Rabbi Meir, therefore he was like Rabbi Meir, that if you're Echad, you could be Meimer. Yeah, because Tais Master begins Zigmar, Meskapa is Temura. When he gets atonement, he can make it Temura. I, but the Tanya Perikam, the Temura, this will end Temura, the Testament Alf. That the pasuk when it says leich lefeno, you can't exchange, is someone else's carbon. That means, so you're not the meskaper. So I thought, if you're not the meskaper, you can't make timura. So how's that the iser? The Gemara explains it, but they could go into Amar Mari. We're talking about where the master said the behema, the hektish, regarding his sanctified animal. He gives permission. Whoever wants to do timura to his animal could do it, and that's where it would apply leich lefeno. That although they don't have a regular kapara, they do have this this floating kapara, and therefore that's why they can make tamura. So it says Tem, it's a wonder because the perikam of the tamura in the first part of Yodam and Al of Yofinim, we learn that the meskapa is a tamura. How do we know that the one that gets a tome can make a tamura? Minazir, from Nazir. If that's the source, vahi kapara kavuhi, but that's a permanent kapara. So how would you know that mekufi machapra would also go ahead and be able to make Temura, which is what we're saying over here, regarding the Yerushim. The Hashem says, you can say, is the Lo Yolov Min Nazir? No, actually, we don't learn that from Nazir, Ella, only one part of the Halacha. The Mafresh Ein Meimer, only the fact that the one who separates is not the one who does the Temura. A Meskaba is a Temura, but regarding the one who gets atonement, that can make the Temura, Filim Kufi, even if he only has a superficial Kapar. That, for that, we don't learn that from Nazir. Then it says, we're going to say, the Yerush Mekufi Greda, Kar Meskaper or Meimer. So he's saying that a Yairish, who has the superficial type of kapara, so you say, okay, he's called the miskapa, the wicked, the timur. That's what our Gemara is saying. Now, v'chabashnaim Yarshim, but you're saying, since two of them, when they're both two Yarshim, is a mikashuf, and they're called partners, and they're v'lem and mir, and they're, okay, then they cannot do timur. Problem is, v'abiyum and pergatzila, the Gemara, the Gemara has a question. The par kohen gadol, regarding the kohen gadol's part, that he brings to him a kippurim, she'echav ha'kan miskapim, that his fellow can get atonement with his part. Question was, ibikavius miskapim, are they getting like a permanent type of kapar, but Habashutvin, they're like partners, and therefore v'leimotzi meima, therefore you cannot do tamur, because again, you can't do tamur when you're shnaim, only when you're echad. Or mekufi miskapar, no, maybe they get a tumen only like floating, b'kula shekaran gadol, and it's all considered the kohen gadol. So motzi meima, and then he can do tamur diyachadu, because it's considered like of an individual. So Taisa Amma, so you see, lechasha miskapar, kishum mekufia. We don't consider you as a miskapar, as the one who's getting a tumen when it's floating. But the Kohen Gadol Meimer, but let me kashut from the fact that we say that the Kohen Gadol go to Temura, and the fact that the other Kohen are not called partners, Masha Ocha Meskabba Bukuvia, the fact that the other Kohen get this incidental Kapara. But I thought we were saying Mukuvia would make you Mechapa. The Hashem says what we can say is the Bishmaita in our Sugya, Shnei Ma Yershin, both Yershin have Mukuvia, they're both floating type of kaparas. L'chakach mikro shutvin, therefore they're considered in this element like partners. And then they cannot do tamura. I'll also over there, kibindika hashta by carbon. Since you have at least in this carbon of the power kohen gadol, kaparas kohen gadol the kviya that he has a permanent type of kapara. L'chashiva ligabei, so it's not considered significant to him in regards to him. Achiv his fellow kohanim kama shutvin to be considered like partners of the kaparas kapara. Through an incidental kapara. But you're right, when that's all that there is, then both of them would be shutfin, and like an argamar, and then you wouldn't be able to go ahead and do a tamur. The next test master begin with the words of the Gemara. These are gedaydech. Now, if you would think to say kipru, that you have a tamur with the first one, shein lamahaba, so why is the second one coming? The test says, Tim, it's a wonder. What do you mean? Kama karbonas adam esnada, but maybe zecha zeh miyan. What means? Many karbonas a person can donate, bring one after the other immediately, after pisha kipar rishon shnas lishmai. Even though you get atonement with the first one that was made for its sake, so what, even when it's done lishma, so what would be the problem to bring a second one? The Hashem to the says the parach. Gemara's question is shein yilam achayiv lahavi. Why are you obligated to bring it? Yeah, of course you could, but why are you obligated to bring it if you already have kapar? So it says, "V'timri gizay, my ka amar." What are you saying? Shein ulam huba. Why you bring the second one? Dama ka asti lechapa machshavah d'shalosh man. Maybe it's coming to actually atone for this that you did the first one with the machshavah d'shalosh man, the chashav asay la'achashchita, which that's considered a positive command which are violated after the slaughtering. Which we say you have a chance to do it right, and then you do it wrong. So maybe it's for that machshava that we're saying that you need another carbon for. Mi Yerushalmi, however, says Tesis, no, that can't be because the machshava tli bo'eved. The machshava is with the kain who is doing the avoda. He's the one that did that sin. But carbon la mechabe la baleha. Carbon's only atoning for the owner, and therefore that wouldn't be applicable to say that's what you bring the second carbon for. Now, Manir would seem that actually, for the first question, Dima Ashim Kedayik. Actually, the Gemara is inferring the question: why is the second one come? We're going to Ashim Shenibon and Davik, which cannot be brought as a Davik. And if you haven't kapar ready from the first one, that would be a good question: what do you bring the second one for? Next says Matzah begins Gemara Elamai Loi Kipru. So what are you going to say? Oh, there's no atonement, so Lamu Kapar. Then why is the first one being sacrificed? You have to look into this. I know Kasha Rish Lakish. This Rish Lakish is Kasha the Gemara previously brought. That we said the Mksheirim Haim. A year or two that if they're kosher, so that you already have atonement. If they're not appeasing, why are they coming? And we already answered that question. That sounds like that's what he's asking over here. Next says, "Matzah begins Gemara. Maybe lechatas. Maybe it's not comparable to chatas." Rav Tosfos says, "Tame, it's a wonder because the nifshid mimasnitin. Why don't you answer the Gemara's question from the Mishnah in Perikam and the Shavuos of Bezim and Bez? The Afilah of Bishem. The Gemara says, "Even according to Bishem, the Leslei as say over the Dafyul Avam Bez Leb Bez Masnalei, and that you know he doesn't hold that the court could just suddenly stipulate something." Sar shall cover the beregel zeh, but if you have a he goat that wasn't brought on this yomtiv, so you cover beregel ach. It's brought on the following yomtiv. Av a bishem beregel shabru, even though from the yomtiv they already passed niskapru kfar atumas mikatzik dashav, the kain mafrasha, the kaasi haisar mechaper tumas shachikach. Meaning, the replacement carbon that you brought for the previous yomtiv already atoned for those that was before that hafrasha, and then you lost that animal that you were supposed to bring first, and now you bring for the following yomtiv that the aloch has brought over there. Even according to Reb Shimon, you could bring that animal the following yomtiv. Well, obviously, because even lach hafrasha, it's going to be mechaper for, and it's not because of lev bez nasna, because even going according to Reb Shimon says you can say no. Kivin she'avad, since it was lost, v'korv achatachtav, and you sacrifice another one in place of it. Igloy milse, it was revealed shlohis hafrashas nafrasha, that it wasn't, so to speak, that it was even a hafrasha ad regal achar the shachtile until the following yomtiv, which when it was shachted, and therefore that's why it wouldn't be a raya. It's not considered a hafrasha. That's just matter begins gemara. But like hinkapar el bedam. What do you mean? But the atonement's only with the blood. The Chayes points out, but Perik Tam Anishcha, the Gemara Pesachim Nav Nuntes and Beis Amrin, we say, Kol Kamed Le'ochle Kahanam Basar, as long as the Kahan did not eat the meat, Le'motzim Mechaper, it's not a full atonement, the Chesivu, because it says in the Pesach, Ochle Oysim Asher Kubu Behem, they're going to eat it, this which they're going to get a tomb with them. Malamed just comes to teach, Kahanam Ochle Basar, Ba'al Meskapim, that the Kahan eat the meat, and the owner gets a tomb with that. But so it says, however, what the Gemara is saying, the primary atonement is only with the dam, when it's sprayed. Next, this matter begins to Gemara Le'ach Shechita. Look at me, Boyalon. Oh, after Shechita, that I didn't ask for. Of course, it's not going to help. Which Taisa points out, actually, Beseba Sugya, the end of the conversation, Boy Rabbi Yirmi actually asked towards the end for La'acha Shechita, that maybe even after Shechita, actually the assay of La'acha Shechita maybe could be effective, even though the Gemara is saying here, like, oh, that I didn't entertain. The Gemara later on does entertain that.